Chapter 4, The Battle at the Old Mill. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows across the city of Lumina's Alara. Fenrir, Mara, and a contingent of the city's finest guards prepared for the confrontation at the Old Mill. The air was thick with tension, the weight of impending conflict pressing down on their shoulders as they marched through the twilight. Commander Vale, leading the battalion, was a figure of stoic determination. Beside him, Counselor Thorne's expression was grim, his usual eloquence replaced by a silent resolve. The group moved quietly, the clattering of armor and the soft murmur of strategy the only sounds breaking the evening's calm. As they approached the mill, the outline of the decrepit building loomed ominously against the night sky. Alara felt a chill run down her spine, not from the cold, but from the magnitude of what was at stake. Fenrir, sensing her unease, nudged her hand with his nose, offering comfort. Mara scouted ahead, her small form barely noticeable in the dim light. She returned swiftly, her whisper urgent. "The Serpent's Blade is indeed here. I counted at least 20, some heavily armed. They are not just thieves, they're prepared to fight." Commander Vale nodded, signaling his men to fan out and encircle the building. "We strike hard and fast," he instructed. "Our goal is to recover the crystal and apprehend the rebels with minimal bloodshed." The guards positioned themselves, bows and arrows ready, swords gleaming under the moonlight. Alara, Fenrir, and Mara took their places. This was more than a mission, it was a stand for their beliefs, for the peace that had cradled Lumen for a century. With a final nod from Vale, the assault began. The front doors were breached with a loud crash, startling the rebels inside. The guards surged forward, a wave of blue and silver uniforms storming the mill. Alara and Fenrir plunged into the fray, Fenrir's growls mingling with the clash of metal. Inside, the mill was chaotic, the rebels taken by surprise but quickly rallying. The sound of steel clashing, shouts, and the thud of arrows finding their marks filled the air. Amidst the chaos, Alara spotted the leader of the Serpent's Blade, a tall figure wielding a sword with a serpent-shaped hilt. He fought with a fierce determination, rallying his followers. Mara darted through the melee, agile and silent, making her way towards the back where the crystal was likely kept. Alara fought her way through the rebels, Fenrir at her side, each move synchronized and precise. Their bond, strengthened by countless hours of training and real-world skirmishes, was evident in their fluid teamwork. As Mara reached the back room, she found the luminary crystal on a pedestal, guarded by two rebels. Without hesitation, she leapt into action, her small size an advantage in the tight space. The guards, surprised by her sudden appearance, were quickly subdued. Meanwhile, Alara confronted the leader of the Serpent's Blade. Their swords clashed, sparks flying with each contact. "Why endanger the peace?" she demanded, parrying a vicious strike. "The peace is a lie," he spat back, his blade sweeping dangerously close. "True strength is in dominance, not equality." Alara dodged another swing, her response firm. "Strength is in unity, in understanding each other. You only weaken us with your hatred." The battle raged on, and slowly, the tide turned in favor of the city's guards. The rebels, overwhelmed by the trained soldiers and the unexpected ferocity of Alara and her companions, began to falter. With a final, well-aimed thrust, Alara disarmed the leader, Fenrir's growl at his throat ensuring he made no further move. "It's over," she breathed, her heart pounding with adrenaline. As the last of the rebels were rounded up, Commander Vale secured the area, ensuring no further threats lingered. Mara emerged from the back room, the luminary crystal cradled safely in her arms. The journey back to Lumen was solemn, the crystal recovered but the scars of battle fresh. Counselor Thorne, witnessing the courage and resolve of Alara, Fenrir, and Mara, knew this event would be etched in the city's history. "You have not only saved the crystal but also our way of life," he said gratefully as they approached the city gates. The battle at the old mill was over, but the struggle for peace would continue. Alara and her companions had shown that it was not through dominance but through courage, unity, and understanding that true strength was found. As they entered the city, their spirits were weary but resolute, ready for whatever challenges would come next in the ever-unfolding story of Lumen.